Well, it's extremely tough times for the West Tigers, and the player leader and experienced player Aaron Woods joins us now. G'day, Aaron. It's pretty tough at the moment, mate.
Hey, Flats. Yeah, mate. It's, you know, it's a bit different, but it is what it is, mate. And as football players, we've got to go out and show up this Sunday and play footy.
As a player group, do you feel responsible for the sacking of Jason Taylor?
It's a tough one. We have, our standards haven't been up to scratch the last couple of weeks. You know, we started the season off really well, and the last couple of performances, you know, it hasn't been good enough. But we didn't see it coming. It was something that was pretty shocked by the playing group and still is. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the board's decision, and we've got to get out there and play footy this weekend now.
Yeah, and the front office said, mate, that none of you players were spoken to or asked what you think should go on. Do you think you should have been?
Oh, you know, at the end of the day, we're there to play footy, Slats. So it's a hard one, but they could, they can. You know, it's up to them. But at the end of the day, they make the ultimate decision. It comes down to them. So, you know, we can only say a few things. But as I said, it comes down to the board and the CEO at the end of the day. And we're there to play footy, mate. So that's our job.
Obviously, there's the four of you and the bigger names of the club who are off contract at the end of the year. And last week you sort of said, well, I'd like to know the coach. Was it determined whether JT was there or not there?
No, I think a lot of people took it out of context the way I said it. Yeah. All I said was, I'm looking to sign a long-term deal and I just want to know who the coach is, whether it is JT or not. JT could have been there for 3 years and that's the direction the club wanted to go. And I could have signed a three-year deal. Just didn't know what direction the club was going at the time. Because JT's off contract, well, he was off contract this year, so I just didn't want to commit. And obviously, being this could be my last deal, and it's one of my main deals as well. So you just want to know what the future's in for you, and who's going to direct you with the club. And that's all I was asking. I wasn't saying sack JT, or you know, I was just saying which direction the club was going in.
Which is a fair enough request. Did Jason Taylor have the support of the players or not?
Yeah, the players. We always went there to play for him. He wasn't the one on the field that was dropping the ball. But we didn't. We only completed 50%, and he gave us a game plan. But you know, we were trying to score for every play. You know, I spoke to JT after the game, and we spoke about things that we're going to fix up throughout the week and where we're going to be at. So, mate, we had no idea what was going to happen, and yeah, he had the support of the players.
So management never canvassed your thoughts regarding whether he was the right man to go forward or not.
Yeah, we, as I said, we were shocked when we got the news on Monday. You know, we're at recovery, and then a lot of us found out through Twitter, and then we got a text that said, come to Ashfield Leagues Club. So it was one of those things that was out of the blue, and we had a full day of recovery where we were doing a review of the game, and, yeah, next thing you know, we had a few meetings, and everything happened.
How do you push forward from here, Aaron, for the remainder of the season? Obviously, management said, well, we want to be competing in the finals and make the top eight. So how do you rally the troops, I suppose, and get on with it?
Well, I think it's a big defining part of our season, to be honest with you. It can make or break us, really. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sort of similar to what happened last year. And, you know, the boys rallied together and really ripped in for the rest of the year. So, obviously, a few people are going to be, you know, still a lot of the whole playing group pretty much is up in the air with what's happening. But the one thing we can control is our footy. And you know, it starts today. It's our first session since everything's happened. We had yesterday off. And we just got to go in and work really hard. We got Andrew Webster as our interim coach. And we just got to go out and, you know, see what he wants the game plan to be, and we've got to train really hard, and we've got to produce on Sunday, and it doesn't get any easier. We've got Melbourne Storm.
Who do you want to be coach at the West Tigers?
It doesn't bother me. All I want to know is who the coach is going to be. It's not up to me. It's up to the board and the CEO's decision.
Do you think they'll canvass you as one of the captain of the club, obviously, and any other senior player?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, they make the ultimate decision. So, you know, they probably could come to us and ask, but they're the one that come to they're the ones that make the actual final decision. So, you know, and whatever happens, it's on their court. So, you know, as players, we play. The administrators administrate.
What do you make of this perceived big four, which you're a quarter of, by the way, Aaron, just to confirm that, and this player strength at the Tigers, or the fact that the big four is holding a gun to the board of the Tigers? Is there truth there?
Mate, I reckon it's rubbish. For starters, it's not big four. It's just a term that someone in the media has come up with. It doesn't help. They're all off contract at the same time and have the same manager. But look, I'd love to play with Mitchell, Luke and Teddy for the rest of my career. But I just got married in the pre-season, and you know, I've got a wife now that I sit down and talk to about things. And for me, for myself, it's a family decision, and that's something I'll do. I'll sit down with my wife and management, and, you know, and we've got no gun to the club's head. We just want to make what's best for ourselves.
Woodsy, a lot of disillusioned fans of your club. What do you want to say to them?
Oh, obviously, it's tough times at the moment. Look, hopefully the board and, you know, Justin are working really hard behind the scenes to get everything sorted, but we can't really control that. And as a playing group, all I know is that we're going to go out there and give it everything we got. You know, we got to work really hard. Our performances haven't been up to standard the last couple of weeks, but everyone's at training has been ripping in. So it's not long. You know, we just can't wait to play for Sunday, especially when your back's against the wall. The best thing for us is to play footy this Sunday. And especially at Leichhardt, hopefully get a big packed crowd and all the fans there.
Sunday afternoon, hopefully with the sun out, a 4 p.m. kickoff. You do have the Melbourne Storm. If you've got to be examined, I mean, they know how to do that.
They are a great football side. They're led really well by, you know, Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, and that's Billy Slater's second game back now. So you're actually going to see where you are and where you're up to in the NRL stand this weekend. And, you know, the boys love it. We always love playing against Melbourne. They're a really good side, and you get to play against the best of the best. So it's a massive challenge for us, and, you know, our backs are against the wall. So it's something we're really looking forward to this Sunday.
Yeah, good to see Matt Ballon coming back in.
Yeah, Matty's played the last 2 weeks with reserve grade. He's been really good for them, and just good for us to have around our group. He's just a leader, and, you know, last couple of weeks, you know, we didn't have Tim Grant two weeks ago, and, you know, it was a bit hard when you lose a couple of your leaders, but to have them all back now on deck, it really does help myself and the other leadership boys that are playing. So, and Matty's, mate, he's an exceptional player, an exceptional leader. He's been around for a long time, and he's been in that Manly culture. So I know a lot of boys are really excited to play with him this Sunday.
Jason Taumalolo, I'm not too sure whether you heard that opening bit, mate. It looks like he's signing a 10-year contract for the North Queensland Cowboys. Wow. How long are you looking for?
Hey, 10 years is massive. Jesus. Oh mate, I'm after whatever manager wants to get and whatever the Tigers want to offer. So, mate, 10 years is a long, long deal. Jesus.
For a forward, too.
Good on him, mate. I'll be saying sign straight away.
Yeah. Where's that pen? Give me that pen.
Oh. Hey, I can write with blood if you want.
Woodsy, with everything that's happening at your club, and I know you're a Tigers man, but are you falling out of love with the club? Are you more eager to sign with the club now than you were before? Are you more eager to go to fresh horizons and maybe go to another club?
TK, mate, you know, I like to say there's tough times don't last, tough people do. So, you know, you're always going to have your ups and downs at clubs. That's how you get yourself out of it. And at the moment, like I said, our backs are against the wall, and, you know, there's a few obstacles in the way. But, you know, as a player, it's something that you want to. It's a good task that you can put yourself into and see how you handle these situations. So, you know, it's something that I'm really looking forward to taking on. You know, it's not the easiest thing, obviously, with everything that's happened. But, you know, as a group, as a captain, all I just want to do is get the boys together. And, you know, I love this club, like you just said, and I just want to get this team on the winning front foot this Sunday.
See, it's funny. I guess it's a modern part of the game, but you've been belted in your last two matches, but no one gets dropped as a player. It's really, you know, and the coach gets the sack, but not a player gets dropped.
It is a different one, isn't it? But, you know, I think Matty Ballon probably is the only one that comes into the squad that's different from last week. But, you know, we just know we're such a better football side than what we've been delivering, and, you know, we just haven't been. I think the biggest thing for us is just holding the ball. We've been trying to score first play every time. And if we can just build patience with the ball, and it takes a lot of pressure off our defence. There was a period on the weekend where Canberra had the ball for 8 or 9 minutes. And the first time we touched the ball, we ran straight over the touch on the sideline. So I think just our silly own errors and mistakes are just costing us too much. So I think that's one thing we can work on really good that can really lead really well this week.
Yeah. Have you spoken to Jason Taylor, mate?
Oh, mate, I just sent him a text. Just thought he'd let him go. And, yeah, I sent him a text on Monday night.
Yeah. All right, mate.
Tough time.
I hope you can turn things around this weekend. Play well.
Thanks, boys. Cheers. Hope so.